At the moment, it is good to be an oil company. I'm David Brancaccio. Shares in the oil company BP are jumping this morning, up almost 4% in London now. The company said it made almost $28 billion in profit last year. That's a record for BP, but it's not the biggest oil and gas profit we've seen recently, with quarterly results still coming in. Marketplace's Nova Safo has been adding up some of these numbers.
Yeah, and in fact, not the biggest at all. That honor goes to ExxonMobil. It made nearly $56 billion in profit in 2022. That's more than twice what it made the year earlier. BP's profits last year nearly quadrupled compared to 2021. And adding up reported profits, David, of the six biggest Western oil companies which have reported so far, the total comes to about $185 billion. This is close to what analysts were expecting, actually, because oil prices spiked so high last year thanks to Russia's war in Ukraine and the resulting energy crisis. We will hear from the French company Total Energies tomorrow, and that should round out the picture of how much oil companies made in profits, as a lot of people were in sticker shock over high energy prices.
Now, investors were happy, but this can put pressure on politicians dealing with voters who paid the money that produced these profits.
Indeed, and we'll have to see if President Biden mentions oil profits in his State of the Union address tonight. In the past, the president has accused oil giants of war profiteering, and he's called for a windfall profits tax. The European Union already has one. Britain has one, too, but critics say it has loopholes. And after BP reported its results, there's calls to close that loophole.
All right, Nova, thank you very much. Crude oil is up 1.2% this morning, $75.33 a barrel. It was $120 in June. Stock market S&P futures little changed. Dow futures down 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are green on the screen here, up 0.1%. Expect the economy to be a key pillar of President Biden's State of the Union speech. It's going to be a tough crowd, in a sense, not just the GOP, but Americans in general are pessimistic about the economy, despite extraordinarily low unemployment and inflation that at least is off its peak. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
The message tonight is likely to be some version of, yes, there's still work to do, but the economy is doing well. Really? The White House previewed some themes of the speech in Monday's press briefing.
If you look at the progress that we have made with inflation coming down, gas prices coming down, real wages as a result going up.
Brian Deese is director of the White House's National Economic Council.
And the labor market opportunities that come from a strong, historically strong job market. Those are all reasons why we should continue down the path of the progress that we have made.
But the White House has been struggling to get that message across.
Yeah, it's hard to convince people when they don't believe that.
Neil Bradley is with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
If you look at the surveys, whether you're talking about consumers, small businesses, mid-sized businesses, even large businesses, you do have this moment where people's perception of the overall economy is quite negative. Yet their view of their own business operations or their personal finances tend to be much stronger.
He calls it secondhand pessimism, and it's pretty pervasive. Some of it has to do with partisanship. The opposing party is usually more down on the broader economy when someone they don't like is in the White House. But people are feeling some real economic challenges. Megan Brennan is a senior editor at Gallup, whose polling found Americans are feeling pretty negative about the next 6 months on inflation, unemployment, interest rates, economic growth, and stock market values. And, of course, the gridlock in Washington.
We had one in five Americans saying that the government is the most important problem facing this country. The next measure was inflation. So I think those two points, you know, the economy and where we're at and where we're headed, is clearly a big concern to Americans.
Inflation is real, after all, and so is people's worry or fear about the future. And that fear is what Biden really has to address in the State of the Union. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
The second in command at the U.S. Federal Reserve, Lael Brainard, had said the U.S. needs to get going to develop a digital currency, or the dollar's status as the world's reserve currency could suffer. She did say this before several big cryptocurrency exchanges went bust, but pushes in this direction are still happening around the world. The British Treasury and the Bank of England are now talking about a digital pound later this decade. The BBC's Shiona McCallum reports.
Both institutions say they want to ensure the public have access to safe money that is easy to use in the digital age, and that the digital pound might be the answer as we move away from cash. It will be a central bank digital currency, and while it might use similar technology to cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, it will keep its value pegged to the pound in your purse, so 10 digital pounds will be worth the same as a £10 note. Despite a consultation by the Treasury and the Bank of England starting, it doesn't mean that the digital currency will definitely be issued. A decision on whether to do so will take into account the payments landscape, trends in cash use, and international developments. Other countries around the world are also considering similar proposals, including the US, China, and the Eurozone.
Meanwhile, Bitcoin is up 39% this year, up 0.9% this morning. And AMC movie theaters are going to try a more Broadway-style ticketing arrangement. It's going to roll out a system where the better seats cost more compared to seats where the sightlines aren't as good. Unlike Broadway, the seats in the very front of the movie theater will be the cheapos because, well, you've been to a movie theater. Our producers are James Graham, Ollie Dalbert-Hansen, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.